In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Now, I'm going to say in a way to get you interested. There's a word in Ephesians 3 missing. It's there, but it's not there in print. And it's for a reason, because we're supposed to live by revelation. So we're supposed to be able to pick that word up. What is he talking about? Because he talked about it in the book of Ephesians. Actually, I'm going to tell you the word. The book of Ephesians actually is a grace book. And so that's why you, in grace, you got to have revelation, because on the front side of grace is blood. On the other side of grace is glory. So you have to know how to function in the blood to function in grace, or to function in glory. All right? So what the Lord wants you to do tonight, eat a grace sandwich. Blood on one side, grace is the center part, and then you have the glory. Now, Ephesians 1:3, the word grace is not written in there, but is hidden in there. All right? It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? And look what he says, who have blessed. Who is blessing?
Yes.
Who has blessed us with a few things. Spiritual blessing.
Yes, sir.
Now, spiritual blessing is greater than any blessing. All blessing has to answer to spiritual blessing. Are you here? You see that?
Yes, sir.
So what he's saying is, if you get the spiritual blessing straight, everything else must yield. Health, material, longevity, joy, peace, etc. Get it straight spiritually, and everything physically, mentally, emotionally has to yield to the blessing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now watch the scripture. Watch the scripture. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Now here's another term now. In heavenly places in Christ. Another term now. A term that gets so deep. Listen to me now. All you got to do is put the word grace on all that.
Yeah.
Grace is telling you heaven belonged to you.
Yes.
Everything the blood have done belong to you. So tonight I want to bring you in a place that going to put you in an apostolic position that you're going to start seeing things happening that the average Christian never seen before.
Hallelujah.
Now we know we have our voice in Job. What it was, 21 or 22, 28? Job?
Yes.
Go back to that voice, because I want you to see that voice, because what I'm about to tell you now is good news. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Now, decreeing, meaning that it's already mine. And I found out about it, and I have the authority to call it in. It's already paid for. It's already done. I don't care who else don't have it. I know. See, simply because spiritual things is personal. See, you have to know for yourself. All right, he says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. So your decreeing produces establishing thing. And then he said, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Wow. Now I say to you, the scriptures that are read in this chapter, 22 verse 21 through 28, was maturing, because you have to mature to function in grace. All right, get ready. Understanding the force, or the forces, I put it like that, of decreeing grace. Decreeing grace. Never heard of that. You never heard it. No, you never heard it. No, you never heard it. Me either. Decreeing grace. In other words, there's a grace on you to decree a thing. Yes. And it has to come to pass because it's already yours. Yes. All of your blessings are already paid for. Yes. Woo! Yes. All of your victories. Yes. Already paid for. So that it'll change your prayer life. It'll change the way you talk. If you know it's already mine, you get kind of bold, you see. That's why he said, let us, look at Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find grace and mercy in the time of need. Grace is a powerful word, I'm telling you. And I wrote this, I want you to put it down. Unlocking more of God's grace in my life. Unlocking more of God's grace in my life. In other words, I want to train you how to live a grace life. Grace means it's already paid for. Those little walls that come up, that Satan's setting those walls up, trying to bluff you like you can't go there. You have to be strong enough in the spirit. Say, oh, no, you don't. You're not going to stop me at this level. God want me to go farther. Yeah. See, he's been putting them little walls up because we have not known enough to function in the apostolic and the prophetic. We call things that be not as though they were because they are. Yes. You have some, I'm hearing something now, prophesying grace. Prophetically decreeing grace. Prophetically decreeing grace. My God, that might be another subject there.
Yes.
Wasting grace. Oh, you heard that?
Yes, sir.
But not knowing its power and connection to faith must not be in our lives another day.
Amen.
You want me to go over that?
Yes.
Wasting grace, yes, by not knowing its power and connection to faith must not be in our lives another day. So I wrote this. He said, the time has come for God's children to operate in grace properly, strongly, and unstoppable. See, it's already done. Say it's already done.
It's already done.
Yeah, anything you need to be carried out in your life that is a blessing is already done. Let me read what he's. For you must see, because of the cross of Christ, all things are yours through grace by faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me name a few things now. Promises, provision, purpose, persuasion, and prevailing. All those things belong to you. Greatness, goodness, grace, gratitude, and glory. They all belong to you. Here are some decreeing secrets grace decree in secret. Abraham was 100. Sarah was 90-something. God had told them they were going to have a baby. They tried to help God. A lot of times we try to help God. They tried to help God. Got the other woman, you remember?
Yes,
yeah, you try to help God and just mess up. Just wait on him.
Yes.
That's how sometimes you're mad at the wrong person trying to help God. Wait, wait, wait on him. Make sure you got a witness in your heart, you know. Look at Romans 4. I'm going to show this to you. Let me give you these so you can write them down. Here are some decreeing secrets. Promise. Powerful decreeing secret. Grace. Faith. And persuasion are in your decreeing. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Now, if you sit here tonight, and if you don't recognize that the Holy Spirit is taking your life to another dimension, you're dead. You're dead to revelation. See, decreeing grace mean it's already paid for, so I'm saying it is mine.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm doing it by faith.
Yes.
And it has to manifest.
Yes.
So it means that I'm not holding on no more. It belonged to me.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Let me give you another word with decreeing. Decreeing means ownership. Ooh, my goodness. I own it. Grace means ownership. See, you need faith to sustain you. In the moments, you had Romans, turn to Romans 4. In the moments that it not look like it's not going to happen,
yes.
Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise.
Yes.
Now, when you get discouraged, you're saying God not faithful. See, you actually have to keep your faith for God's faithfulness to keep working. Because Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith,
yes.
It's impossible to please. He that come to God must believe that he is, and that he's the reward of them that didn't just seek him. See, when you let what you want or what you need or what you desire become more pregnated in your life than God, he sat back and watched you. Because he won't accept them on one place. So if you get so discouraged and let that be more important than talking to him and telling him you love him and not always begging. See, you got to keep on loving him. Keep on telling him you can't let this project get ahead of the relationship. God is a good God. Say it. He loved me, and I know it. He'll never let me down. You heard what you said? Now let that become an anointing in your life to know the fact that God will never let you down. So you won't be distracted no more about the time.
Say that.
Time do not rule the spirit world. So Satan distract us from our faith with time and circumstances and situation and closed door. Closed door don't mean nothing. You designed to walk through door. But you got to concentrate on him. Now I want to throw two words back out at you. Apostolic and prophetic. That's where you've been robbed at. You've had religion and you've been good, faithful people, but you're stronger. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, Drew, you know, 16, you have to turn that. You're stronger. Oh my God, you're kings and priests. And your words are supposed to change anything. But you see, when you're in the spirit, you don't deal with time. And I'm going to have to read this whole thing because it's so powerful to get this first point across. These decreeing secrets. Decreeing secrets, let me give it to you again. Promises. Yes. Grace. Yes. Faith. And persuasion. Now don't sit here and don't get those words because you're going to need them. If you're going to work in this realm I'm talking about, you're going to have to know that you got to find what God, the promises of God for the situation. Then you got to find the grace. Then you got to find your faith. And then you're going to have persuasion, because there are things that are going to come along that will make you think it's not going to happen. Satan's going to set up little signs and little blockage. Oh, I ain't going to never get through this. Shut up. What you mean you're not going to ever get through it? Who can stop you? You hear me?
Yes.
Now, listen. Listen, children. Look at me. Many of y'all about to move. See, if you got an apostolic pastor,
yes,
it creates you as an apostolic believer.
Yes.
Why do you think the Lord got to teach on the supernatural so much?
Yes.
That's our lifestyle.
Yes.
The supernatural is supposed to be normal to us.
Yes.
He dropped dead, he got up. What? Yes. Hallelujah. That was supposed to happen.
Yes.
You've seen that before in this church.
Yes.
More than one time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Man testified to my son. He went to his doctor. The doctor's talking about doing a bypass in his heart. And he told the doctor, said, wait a minute, my pastor teaching some stuff. Let me go follow that a while. Then he followed a while and went back, and the doctor said, we ain't gonna do nothing. But he followed instructions. See, some of y'all just sitting here. You gotta follow instructions.
Yes.
I ain't just up here talking. If you got something, you're depending on, you don't have to say yeah to everything somebody asks you to do. Sit down. In Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. All right? So you got the promise and the righteousness of faith. Those two things, the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be as, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there's no transgression. Look at verse 16 now. Therefore, it is of faith, that it might be by grace.
Yes, sir.
May I say what I'm hearing?
Say.
Yes, sir.
From this night forward, your faith going to stop working without grace.
Yes.
Grace released the fact that whatever you're believing for by faith is already yours. When you bring the two together, you're unstoppable. Faith which worketh by grace. So that's why, because of a lack of apostolic and prophetic, there was a neutralizing teaching that came along by grace, that you know you can do anything and all that, and God got you covered. And what grace for? Grace, let me say it, this rhymes so it sounds good. Grace is to change your pace of life.
That's good.
See, grace is not regular fuel. Grace is supernatural fuel. It calls you to walk through walls and, you know, it. See the assignment when you're dealing with God, he tell you to do some things, strange things, if you're in the natural. You know, your enemy behind the wall, he tell you march around the wall. Man, you don't kill us out there. We walk around the wall. But he said, no, march around it. And then he tell you, do it seven times. But the seventh day, the wall fell. Inward. You got a giant you're facing. The man and try to give you a sword and a good armor. And you say, I can't use this. And the Lord send you out there to face the giant with a slingshot. He's getting you out the way. So sometimes you katana mosikite, something you're dealing with right now. God have given you the slingshot, and you want a shotgun. Use the doggone slingshot. The weaker you look, the stronger you are. Y'all better let me preach up in here. I said, the weaker in the spirit, the weaker you look is the stronger you are. Because you're getting out the way. God, if you don't do this, I'm not going to make it. And he loved to hear that. God, if you don't do something, I'm not going to make it. he loved to hear that. Go back to that 16 verse. We're talking about decreeing grace. If you got something and you know it's not right and it's not working right, start decreeing grace. Say it like you want it to happen. You can rearrange the furniture in your house. And I'm not talking about the furniture. I'm talking about the attitudes and all that stuff. You can rearrange it if you just have faith. Say it. This is the way it's going to go from now on. Whoa. How powerful you really are. Here's a man 100 years old, and I know I'm not going to get far from this. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, all right? To the end of promise. See, as faith, grace, and the promise. You see, underline all three of them. Might be sure to all seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. As it is written, I have made thee. So, grace is saying, I have made thee. So you shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm not expecting you to do it.
That's right.
I did it. I'm expecting you to present me some faith so I can carry it on out. How many of y'all listening? Now you got to have a change in your life. Now you're talking about decreeing grace. You're going to say something and it got to come to pass. Heart, you're going to act right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my, how can I say this, Lord? Don't let Satan's delays get you out of place. He's trying to block something. But you stay in place, he ain't going to be able to keep it. I had to go to 17 for it because I got to get somewhere. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom we believe, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as, on the line that part, calleth those things which be not as though they were, because they are. Who against hope believed in hope that it might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. You see that? According to that which was spoken, not my condition. Y'all mess with condition too much. What was spoken? What was spoken gonna change the condition, but you're letting the condition change what was spoken. Who heard that? See, you reverse. Don't let the condition change what was spoken. Take what was spoken and change the condition. Come on now. I love that. You love that? Now, I'll be the first one to test. I let the condition sometime change what's been spoken. Anybody else in here? Huh? But now, as an apostolic believer, you going to change the condition by what you speak. Not what was spoken. All right, now verse 19. And being not weak in faith. So that's the thing called weak faith, right? He considered not his own body now dead when he's about 100 years old. Now he got the promise, he got the grace, he got the faith. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. What? Verse 20. He staggered not at, there it is, the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Doing what? Everything you dealing with is designed to give glory to God. God said, let me get you out of it. Just trust me. Don't look at it. Don't feel it. Just trust me. Let me declare that I'm out of this. I'm out of here. And keep declaring it. Now notice what he did. Verse 20, because we got to stop this staggering. He staggered not online. You hear what I'm saying? Stop staggering. Y'all got power. Woo, my God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Well, look how many promises we have. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Look at verse 21. Ooh, Jesus, look at verse 21. This is not just reading. Yo, listen, baby, listen. And being fully persuaded. I'm 100 years old now. And being fully persuaded. Everybody call him a fool. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. You don't have to do it. Just knowing he's doing it. Promise, grace, faith, and persuasion. It's showing up right there in that lesson that Abraham is showing up. Decreeing grace. Now listen very carefully now. Is as powerful as the cross of Christ. Wow. Somebody else say something. Say hallelujah, something. Because I can't be putting this stuff out here and y'all not eating it. I'm going to take y'all back to a lower class. Decreeing grace is putting you up to the limit of the cross of Christ. You're going to live in the power of the cross of Christ, operating in decreeing grace, knowing that heaven opens when you decree things. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I'm well pleased. She trusted me. She leaning not on her own understanding. She acknowledging me in all her ways. She letting me direct her path. I got to come through for her. When God come through for you, everybody shut up. That ain't nothing happened. They all shut up. Go back in your little hole. Go back in your little hole. I'm serving a real God. What do you want me to tell you this for? No more can't have in your life. Write that down. Write the day down. Write the day down. No more can't have in your life. Where you get that from? Church. He got the whole world in his hand. Don't want to give you nothing. He got the whole world in his hand, but he don't want to give you nothing. Mm-hmm. Sit down, get ready to write. Decreeing grace is as powerful as the cross of Christ, but that's how it was paid for. Yes, sir. Ephesians 2, 1. And ye had the quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. Thank God you're saved, right? Yes, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, and time past, according to the prince of the power of the spirit that now, what? Look at them two things he says. Before you were saved, how your life ran. Are you going to be saved and still let your life be ran the same way? According to the course of the world, according to the power of the prince of the air. In other words, he's telling you have a promotion over there.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I read behind some apostles and study behind different people. And when they talk about fighting the devil and all that, I don't read them books. I don't know. Nice books, but I ain't reading them. I ain't got time to read how to fight somebody who already whooped. I ain't studying no demon. Ain't no demon coming up in here. Not long as I'm up in here, he ain't coming. You should have the same thing. I ain't worried about no demon. You saying the resurrection didn't happen. You fight the good fight of faith. You don't fight demons. You let them God in your house anyway. They don't pull the bean there. Put them all out. Jesus Christ. Come on. Don't let me read, because I got to get to a certain, I'm going to come to the prince of the power that I have. The spirit is now working the children. This will be him in the second verse, right? I said, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all just sitting there. I'm in Ephesians. Yes. 2. Our third verse. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, thank you, Lord, has quickened us together with Christ by, look at that, by grace, ye are saved. And has raised us up together and has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Where you been sitting? That in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace, in verse 8, see this grace, he's showing us about grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself, is the gift of God. And that's the way everything else works. So decreeing grace is as powerful as the cross of Christ. What did the cross of Christ do? Huh? What? Everything, right? Huh? Could anybody stop it?
No.
Now, the body of Christ at large is not as strong as it should be. Here's why. Grace must be ministered to you properly.
You must, you see,
and so when they took half of the ministry gifts and created denomination and religion and a bishop and archbishop and all kind of bishop and stuff like that, and all these big titles and names, but the power wasn't there.
That's right.
Because it got to go like God say.
Right.
Apostle, prophet, down the line.
That's right.
Now I got 700 members online, and then I don't know what the membership is in this church, but you better be glad you're a part of an apostolic church.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
You don't want no sissy preaching until you're not, baby. There's just too much crazy stuff going on. So grace must be ministered to you properly. And in the third chapter of Ephesians now, because I'm dealing with a grace book here. The first verse for this called, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. See that?
Yes,
how many of y'all see it?
Yes,
which is given me to you what?
By revelation.
You see it?
Yes,
how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. Now, I keep saying this, but I don't want y'all to think that I'm being braggadocious. But I got to bring you to a point to see this, that you're dealing with revelation. Decreeing grace. See, the Holy Spirit is trying to pull out all what grace means. So you can decree things gracefully. All right, Lord, I got the two words. Divine ownership. Y'all ain't got excited about it. Y'all don't even know what I'm saying. Divine ownership. See, that's what grace means. Grace means you have divine ownership. So when you're decreeing grace, you're decreeing divine ownership. Health is mine. Healing is mine. Debt cancellation is mine. Happiness is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. You declare it, it's divine ownership. And you know it. So the opposition that try to block you don't mean nothing. Because you know they're already defeated. See, faith means ownership. Faith means I own this. So that's why you got to spend time with God so you can get it right. Because the few obstacles that are thrown up before you, you don't have to worry about them. You just look at she, they don't hold me back. Because there's nothing stronger than grace. And Satan has no grace. So it's actually unfair for you to know this. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You go over these notes, go over this tape, go over these notes, and tell the Spirit of God speak to you. I can't make you, but changes should be taking place in your life.
Yes.
Tonight, all over the world, changes should be taking place.
Yes.
Because everybody online, all my partners, they're becoming apostolic.
Yes.
I can defend for myself.
Yes.
I can talk for myself. That's all right. I need to pray for me, but I'm going to pray for myself. I'm going to change this myself. I'm going to take over myself. I'm going to rise myself. I have the power of God on the inside of me. I don't need no preacher holding my hand every day. Jesus hold my hand. The preacher is supposed to teach me how to let him hold my hand. I'm going to tell you a secret right now. The Holy Ghost telling me a secret. Y'all going to have to get off the defense. Always try to defend yourself. Get on the offense. Behold, I give you power. To trade up on serving God and over all the power of the enemy. So why are you always trying to defend you? I mean, no, let's just get, put the shield of faith up and walk on, go forward. Quench all the fire doubts of the wicked one. So the church been on defense. The church been trying to hold on. No, we ain't going to hold on. We're going to walk over. And I'm talking about your personal life. I'm talking about your joy, your peace, your contentment, your victory. No matter what nobody else do. Let God keep his arm around you. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's on. Say, he'll fight your battle.
Yeah.
That a song they sing?
Yeah.
He'll fight your battle.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to fight them all? Then I think about another word now. It's finished. See, that type of thinking, that type of understanding will let you know the little breeze that come through that are not so pleasant, it don't mean it over. I want y'all to get from under stress. Stress is a mess. Yeah, protect your mind, protect your conscience, protect your imagination. Get from under that stress. Worrying about every little thing. Rest yourself. I command you in Jesus' name. To enter, come unto me, all you that live in heaven. I'll give you what? Rest. Supernatural rest. Come on, son. You're stretching out. Be anxious for nothing. Enter everything by prayer and supplication. Yes, sir. Let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, in the power of his might. Somebody up in you under stress right now. You've been under that stress mess long enough. Just change right now. Just change everything. Stop worrying about it. Give it to God. And leave it there. And stop praying about it all the time. Just thank God for the victory. Pray in tongues. You don't know what you're saying. Yada la ba shakata. Stop worrying. God got you. Tell your neighbor, God got you. Tell him. That's enough for coming here tonight. Right there. Oh, yeah. God got it. God got you. I say, God got you. God got me.
God got me.
You say, he'll fight your battle. I'm not sure. He'll fight your battle. If you let him, he'll fight your battle. If you let him. Oh, my boy, you better have that ready. I might want to do something with that. You fight your battle. You hear a little bit of the night. Rock a little bit. Jesus. That's what he says. He fight your battle. That's the way it's going. So we grace decree us. So we done quit battling. All we got to do is fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. So I'm bold enough to say this, your problem over. My dad said, laugh at the devil. my goodness. I got a problem. You just sent the devil to hell. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your way, and he'll do what? Direct your path.
Yes, sir. Yes, he
will. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah. For in him is what? Everlasting strength.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he got the whole world in his hand. No more stress in your life. When you think about stressing, start laughing. Rest. I want you to rest. I said, time to rest. Tell somebody, time to rest. Not stress, rest. Come unto me, all you heavy laden, I'll give you stress. So you know who you're coming to when you got stress. Because he said, rest.